think one of the most trying periods I've had is Teresa recently, when you resumed the bombing.
Sure, sure. I know you. I know.
Even people who are good Republicans, that's not. This man knows what he's doing. Thank God they got him in the White House. I don't want to hear a lot of criticism of what he's doing. He's the only man in the world that has all the information that's needed for a decision of this kind. So,
you know, John, if you'd be pleased to know in view of that, that all POWs that have come back have said that the brightest day they had was December the 18th when they heard those B-52 bombs come down. They said they knew then that they were going to get out. That's the only thing they did, you know. Those people were stonewalling us, so we had to let them send in a little calling card. That's all we did. And with the communists, you can't. That was the trouble. You see, Johnson and Kennedy both didn't use our power adequately. You can't figure it away. If you talk and talk, and the minute they don't play, you got to club them. Don't you agree? That's what
absolutely.
And that did the trick too. And it's been great the way those POWs handle themselves.
That's just
marvelous.
Who was it that I saw this in Bill Buckley's paper?
National Review.
I've forgotten which it is. That the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Said they have to eat crow.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Oh, yeah. But nobody likes it. We don't mind the crow, but they ought to give credit to the country for what it did here.
Well, it's been a distressing mess.
Yes, but it's over now.
It's over.
And in an honorable way, because we have taught these people that they can't move around with us.
What was the reason that we permitted the North Vietnamese troops to stay in there?
Well, actually, they will get out over a period of time. That'll be privately understood, but they couldn't admit it publicly that they were there illegally. That's the problem. But but it's going to work, in my opinion, because the South Vietnamese are so strong now. My God, they're just kicking the hell out of them right now. In this period, these ceasefire rallies in South Vietnamese are winning all of those skirmishes. I think they're going to make it. I think they're going to make it.
Do you think we're going to have a back up here in the Congress with respect to the aid?
Well, we're going to sell it on the basis that not humanitarian, which wouldn't be worth a darn, but by giving them some aid, frankly, we got a string on them. And then we can say, now look here, unless you quit lay off the Laos and Cambodia, no aid. That's the way to control these people. Look, take the Japan, Japanese, and the Germans. Now, food, everybody hated them at the end of the war. But we hated them, and as a result, we turned them into peaceful pursuits rather than the other way. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
And that's what this is all about.
I think that was the beginning of what I'd call the revival of civilization, because the defeat of Hitler, if it had been allowed to go on much longer, it's the end of civilization.
That's right.
I think the only fatal mistake we made was Roosevelt's Yalta agreement.
Well, when we had the victory, we frankly threw it away and gave Russia half of Europe. That's what that did. But now we have to live with it. It's not easy.
No.
You see, the problem we've got too, John, is that Kennedy and Johnson could do anything about it, has allowed our defenses to get
It will be a big thing. Now, until the recent, it's a substitute for patents in the agricultural field.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
where a new variety.
Yeah, yeah.
Becomes individual property.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
That's the same as a patent law.
Is that right?
Yes. And this man's way ahead. So we're going to have the interesting thing promoting this in this country.
Well, is that law in effect now?
Yes, to take it.
In other words,
but the agricultural patent has not yet issued any individual
licenses. So, yeah.
Now, he proposed this question to me. He said, Russia probably has the outstanding particular area for raising grains. As far as the soil is concerned, as far as the water is concerned, as far as everything's needed, but they do not have the expertise in doing it.
Yeah.
Now, should our seed developments be made available to these people? That's the question he posed to me.
Do it. I suspect you want to do it. Sure, it's going to make them, it's going to make them do better and all that sort of thing. But, you know, the more I think of it, the more these countries like the Russians have something to turn them in, the better. And they're going to see foreign adventures otherwise. I do. I hope. I have no use for the communists, you understand? But I think it would tend to soften them up a little. I hope. Now, in doing so, I drive a hard bargain. You know, don't do it.
What can you get in return for that?
Well, they must have, if you go do things for them, they must have things that you want from them. I don't know, but they expected to pay something.
Agriculture-wise, we don't get anything from them.
No, we don't. Caviar. But I would do it. I wouldn't stay out of the Russian market. I wouldn't stay out of the Chinese either.
I feel differently about the Chinese because the Chinese have such a large population.
They need it. Yeah, I guess
they won't be exporters.
Sure, I see the Russians won't.
But if you put Russia in a position which
maybe that's
that poses a competitor who has no conscience.
Great.
Seeds, particularly barley, wheat. Sound to the stock of Atlantic Sound. The bulk of Atlantic Sound would come from Canada and from Great Britain. Of course, Norway, that's a different stock. Starting in the early 60s, the Greenlanders, due to the disappearance of cod, found that they had an influx of Atlantic salmon off the west coast of Greenland. So it started from a few tons. In 1965, it reached over 300,000 salmon, 2 year sea fish. Now that has grown, but then Denmark came in with, they found that the Davis Strait had an influx of it, of 2 year sea salmon. So then they started drift netting. And that resulted the two impacts came up over 600,000 2 year sea salmon a year. Now that is more salmon than any other country takes. And there's such an impact upon our stock that if it continued, the salmon would be eliminated. So that's been my interest in battling this. Now I finally resulted in the Pelley Bill, which you signed on Christmas Eve, and that was the unlocking period. So now we forced Denmark to phase out in 1976. There'd be no more high sea fishing for them. Now they got the same problem in Norway on a different stock. Now the Greenlanders were allowed to take 1,100 long tons per year. I know, I don't know this, but I'm sure the figures will indicate that this year they'll probably exceed that by a substantial amount. So we're not home yet. Now the reason I wanted Phil Crowe to be given Denmark, he already having been the ambassador to Norway.
Oh, I see, that's right.
Was that
I think we did that, didn't we?
No, that's this.
Not yet.
This is up now. And I know that the State Department would like to retire because he's been an ambassador to, I've forgotten the number of the places. I was talking to Norris Sands about this just yesterday.
Yeah.
I said to Morris that I wish you wouldn't do this because you're probably going to destroy the opportunity we have to finish the job of protecting the salmon. Because we're going to have to get Denmark, the Greenlanders, back to a reasonable amount of take. We can't ask them to eliminate them entirely. But 1,100 tons is too much. Now, Canada has eliminated the bulk of their commercial netting in a 5 year period. They've had to compensate those netters, which cost them $1.5 million last year. And that goes on for 4 more years. Now, when Canada's doing those things, we just can't stop in the middle of our job. That's the only reason Phil Crowe there, so that he can deal with Denmark and then guide Norway. Now, the Norwegian stock is different. It originates in Norway, and the Russian stock is also. That's one reason Russia has cooperated with us.
Right.
The Icelandic stock is at stake. So what we want to do through International Commission, Northeast Atlantic Commission, to get a prohibition of any increase, any high seas fishing related to the Norwegian stock. You know, there's been an upset politically in Norway, and the new official who's in charge of this is Dickman. I just talked to Phil Crowe a while back. So what I would like would be Crowe go to Denmark and then have someone in Norway who doesn't necessarily have to be a salmon expert, but with an open mind, who can work. In other words, have Crowe manage Norway as well as Iceland. Denmark. That's the only importance of it. Now, after this tour of duty is over, fine, I think my job will be done. I'm now the chairman of the International Advisory Board, which comprises all of the Atlantic salmon producing countries.
You really have a lot of difference.
Well, I'm a son of a bishop.
I know, you're a hunter too.
When you deal with a man's hobbies,
I know.
They're more
sensitive. When I ran for the Senate, I went up in the Central Valley one time, and I, you know, they were going to ask me, and this is up there in the mountain country, you know, the gold country up in there. And I thought that I was taking a meeting with a group of the local indigenous people and the rest. And I thought they were going to ask me about, well, what's going on in Korea or something like that. And all they were interested in was ducks on the moon. Bureaucracy wants to move. That's what you've been hearing about. But I've studied it, and I'm against it.
This is the end of the free enterprise system. This is actually the end of it.
Well, that's what I concluded. It seemed to me that it just struck all the entrepreneurs in this country, right?
It's the end of ambition.
That's what I mean.
The analyze
and penalize success, right? Levels, like what the British have done. They ruined their economy. So
you take the position of so many people, and all of them are people who have supported you, whose wealth is started years back with the family, and has come along through a generation at least, such as my case. My book value is minimal. My market value is big.
I see.
No, if you assess the capital gain on that, then plus an estate tax.
I see.
It's confiscation.
I see. Oh, I got the message.
And you take every family that lives, the Rockefeller family.
Yeah. All that is.
Ford family. You take any group that are supposed to be wealthy. This is liquidation.
Yeah, I see.
And beyond that, anyone who is...
We'd break the estate,
wouldn't it? It stops all ambition.
It would break the estate, wouldn't it? I mean, when you try to administer the darn estate, you'd have to bankrupt it. Well,
few days. You shoot at all?
In Georgia?
Yes.
No, I never shot in my life. I went down one time, John, to a law that you know, Haynes, you know.
Yes, Jim Haynes.
Jim Haynes, who used to put the artificial flowers out there on the oranges and things. And is he
still dead?
He's a nice man.
He died about.
I stayed overnight at his place. That's the only time I was ever there. But I don't shoot, so. But I might someday, though. Someday. You go down every year.
I go there. I try to go right after Christmas and stay until just now.
Yeah, that's when it's nice.
Today I had a quail symposium down there, which is my baby, and I had about 50 or 60 people there. So when a message came to me through my New York office, come here this afternoon, I said, oh my God, what am I going to do with all these people on my hands? So
I'll be there.
I just got one of the company planes, fired out of there at 2 o'clock, got us waiting down at the airport.
You came back from Georgia to
Europe?
Well, it's not too far. 2 hours?
An hour and a half. Be going back half an hour from now.
You give my best.
I can't say.
You really enjoy it?
Oh, yes. We'd 10 more birds. We would have killed 1,800 birds this season, which is a big kill for the amount of acreage out here.
Sure. You do it with dogs? You have dogs?
Oh, yes. Pointers.
What kind?
Pointers.
I've got a beautiful Irish setter.
That's what I was talking to you
about. He's one of the great. He's a champion, but we don't hunt him, but he's so smart, he can do anything.
I also raise Labradors.
Yeah. I love dogs.
It's so do
I. Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
When you're, how old is your Irish setter?
Four and a half years old.
Well, he's got a long time to go.
Yes, sir. Thank God. He'll last through this 4 years.
That's right. He'll be able to retire from politics with you.
That's right.
Now, I have a big kennel of Labradors and also Springer Spaniels. I've won the national championship 3 times with Labradors and 2x with Springers.
Right.
So when you need another dog, let me know.
Thank you, Cal.
Thank you.
Good to see you. It's good to see you here. Tommy, you saw President Eisenhower here. Did she go down to New York based on hunt?
She went right across the next place to Blue Springs from Bob Walden to Dijon.
Dijon, yes, yes.
And Bob Woodard.
I have seen that place, the Jones, but I was there once. Not to stay for a night, but just, I remember, it was beautiful. He was a great fellow.
Jim Haynes, by the way, was my salmon fishing partner.
He was.
Until we both left the rescue, so I went to the Moise and he went to the Sanji.
Do you go every year to salmon fish?
As soon as they tell me, salmon tell them I'm there.
That's what keeps you going. Well,
one more thing that you want to go.
Sure.
Peanuts are of tremendous importance to Georgia.
Yeah.
It's one of our own, only one, practically only pay crop. Mm-hmm. And Schultz, DeBus, cut down the parity, and so forth. Peanuts have a special position in this whole economy, which was now is an export product. I've helped to get the people down there organized, and this is for your condemnation. I know that your approval. I recommended to them that they get Harry Denton on the shelf.
Good.
So
he's the best man you can get.
And Herman Talmadge is chairman of the Senate Finance
Committee. He's a powerful guy there.
Coach.